This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Fighting!
Don't you wait!
Don't you wish you can't do it!
You see why there's this mindset of why winning in New York is so different and so special.
It's the best arena to play in. There's nothing like a big game in the Garden.
I don't think Cleveland is better than the Knicks, and Madison Square Garden was too much for the Cavaliers.
We responded, got hit hard, picked ourselves up, and came back.
The Knicks with a 3-1 series lead going back to Cleveland on Wednesday.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Go New York, go New York, go!
Go New York, go New York, go!
On 98.7 ESPN.
Go New York, go New York, go.
Oh, yes. Welcome. Happy Monday, everybody. This portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. It has been, we've broached a couple other subjects, but it has pretty much, Rick, been the theme of the day, and that is the weekend that the Knicks had. Friday, you know, just all over Cleveland. Sunday, big lead, got dicey, fell behind, and then when it really mattered, turned it on again. Knicks up 3-1 on the verge of winning their second playoff series in the last two decades.
It's amazing when you say that.
It's sad when you say
it. When I saw it, I couldn't believe it. When you say it, it's even more amazing.
It's sad.
And it's also amazing how excited I get when you say Knicks up 3-1 in the series.
They've been the better team in the series.
They have been the better team.
And you know what? I don't necessarily think they've been the better team in the series and leave that alone. I think they're the better team. I think the Knicks are better than Cleveland. I thought that going into the series, and I stand by it even more now. The Knicks are better than Cleveland.
Well, they're definitely the deeper team. And, I mean, they're getting contributions all over the place, especially when the guys that you've relied on. I mean, especially Julius Randle and even IQ. I mean, IQ was a finalist for Sixth Man of the Year. Like, he's been that important to your team. He doesn't score any points yesterday. I know he's played good defense and everything else, but still. I mean, he gives you nothing offensively, and Julius gives you 7 points, didn't play in the fourth quarter, and you still find a way to win.
So, quickly, we talked about could be Sixth Man of the Year, maybe should have been, but a hugely important piece to the equation. You get nothing out of him, right? Randle, who, if not your best player, your second best player, was unplayable yesterday, and Quentin Grimes, your starting guard, didn't play. And you still, and you talk about depth, and I think you're accurate, that's because the Knicks do have so much depth. I mean, Hartenstein played well. Toppin played well, right? Brunson was awesome. Barrett played well. Mitchell Robinson played great. The Knicks, they have a lot of pieces. They might not have the one guy that you look at and you say, I can hang my hat. He's going to give you 30 points every single night. But they have a lot of pretty nice pieces on this team.
No, pieces that fit, too.
Yes.
And you've heard every coach. I mean, every coach I've ever had has always said it. It's like, just be a star in your role. I'm going to clearly define what your role is and just be, you know, be the best at what I'm asking you to do. And right now, I mean, you mentioned the two bigs and what they've been able to do. I mean, defensively, rebounding. I mean, Mitchell Robinson's been a problem on the offensive glass. Josh Hart's just the guy, like, whatever you need him to do, he's going to do. If it's a rebound, if it's great defense, if it's scoring the ball, like, he just, I mean, he's that kind of player. He's got that kind of versatility. And then Jalen Brunson's kind of the one that makes it all go. Like, his basketball IQ, I mean, all of it. Like, it's just, there are teams that just, that like the Knicks, I mean, I think you could say this about the Islanders a couple years ago when they made their run to the, you know, back-to-back runs to the Eastern Conference Final, is that, you know, the Islanders don't have a bunch of superstars, but because, you know, they have a system in place and they play it really well, they're able to have success.
Yes.
And when this team plays defense with the intensity that they've played the defense over the last couple games, I mean, it's a tough team. I mean, you held an NBA team, the 4 seed in the NBA playoffs, to less than 80 points in a playoff game.
And to show you how remarkable, in fact, that is, it's the first time, regular season or postseason, this entire year, that a team has not reached the 80-point mark.
That's incredible.
Think about that for a second.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's a testament. It's why this fan base is so excited because that's what they want to see.
And this, there's something about this team that reminds you of those like 90s teams. They're tough. They're gritty. They'll get in your face. The fans love them. Like, I don't know if you feel like this, but I love this brand of basketball. I don't need to see. I mean, listen, Golden State and Sacramento was a great game yesterday, and I enjoyed it. But I also enjoy this. I like when it's hard to score. I like when it's tough, when there's rebounding, when guys draw charges. I'm enjoying this series.
Yeah, I don't know how you couldn't. I mean, I don't know how you couldn't, because I think every fan wants to. Every fan believes that they would play a certain way, right? I think that's part of it. I think that's why we love sports so much. It's like, if you were put me on the court, this is how I would play. And then when you see your team play with that same kind of intensity that you feel like you would play with, it's kind of relatable. It's like you want to see the players on your team want it as badly as you want it. And it's clear that this Knicks team right now wants it just as much as you want it.
And this is going to be a hard place to play. I mean, for Cleveland, it's hard. For Milwaukee, it'll be hard. For Miami, it'll be hard. Like, you're going to have to come into the Garden and bring your lunch pail to beat this team the way they're playing right now.
It's going to be a fist fight. And that's exactly what you want. I think that's what, I mean, I think that's during the regular season what's missing for a lot of NBA fans, is you just don't see this kind of intensity.
So as I was driving to the Garden on Saturday night, Don had a mini show, like a 30-minute show.
The Don show, yeah.
The Don show leading up into the Rangers pregame show. And he's right. Regular season sports and postseason sports are not remotely comparable. Like, it's amazing how different they are.
Yeah, I think NBA probably being the most.
Yes. Yes, it's a different game you're watching. Hockey, right, we talked about this last too.
Week. Yeah, hockey's a little bit different, but we talked about this last week. I mean, I don't think, 82 games is tough, right? Especially playing back-to-backs and stuff, to get that same level of intensity. But, I mean, I just think even how games are called a lot of the times is, I mean, that's part of it too. It's just, it's different in the playoffs. Guys get away with more. They're allowed to be more physical.
And they care more, and you can tell that. And the NBA has a regular season problem, which we don't need to tackle right
now.
Dude,
there was you saw the video of the guy in Winnipeg that took a skate to the goalie skate to the face.
Yeah.
75 stitches and then came back and played.
It's
with
crazy.
A cage on.
With a helmet on. The full
Wild.
Face shield.
It's amazing. Skate was like in his, like, it's stuck in his head.
75 stitches is terrifying stuff.
Yeah, but it was like it was stuck in his head.
No, I understand. I understand. Here's JB Bickerstaff on his club getting crushed on the glass by the Knicks.
You learn when it'll hurt the most. And we've been talking about our success, going as quickly as we learn from our mistakes. And, in these three games, we haven't learned quickly enough, and they've made us pay.
They're crushing them on the glass.
Let me tell you what it is, too.
Yeah.
Okay. You've ever heard the saying, anything worth having is not easy?
Yes.
Have you ever heard that?
Mm-hmm.
So what we're talking about here is, and we say it all the time, what's defense? What's a lot of defense? Is it talent?
Or is defense is effort and want.
It's effort and want. What's rebounding?
Similar.
Yeah, right. There's skill to it, but it's also, I mean, who wants it more?
Right.
Right. And you're watching your team want it more. Be the hungrier team. Be the more physical.
But isn't that
team.
All a fan can ask for?
That's it. That's why this. That's why the fan base loves watching this team.
That's right. Because let's be fair. And I'm not trying to throw cold water on anything. The Knicks are not winning a championship this year, right? I think we can agree to that. But whatever you're going to get out of this team, it's going to be fun. And I think when it ends, you're going to stand up and you're going to say, you know what? That was riveting. Let's run it back again next year.
Right. Because you're going to get everything that they have. The worst thing is to have a season end. We feel your team still had something left in the tank.
Yeah. Squeeze every ounce of juice out of that thing.
Right. Like, you can get out. Like, you could. At some point, you're going to get out talented. Like,
yeah, and you can get out shot. You can get whatever. But if you play hard, this city will absolutely love you. All right. We got to get to the calls. They're all lined up, and they want to talk, and we should. Cullum in the Bronx. Good morning, Cullum. It's been a minute. How are you, buddy?
Oh, good morning, Dave, Rick. Shout out to the company. What a freaking great weekend. I mean, just the nirvana of the Knicks being up 3-1 is awesome. But the one point I wanted to make, a lot of people are making calls complaining about Julius Randle and saying the team would be better without him, and they move better without him. It's just a very, very simple thing. When he is not good, he is a detriment. When he is great, like he was in game one, he helps the team. It's that simple. and he should be treated like every other player. If he is not doing well, he is going to be a detriment to the team. Put him on the bench. Let other people run. They've proved that Toppin and other players can get it done. They proved it the 2 weeks prior to the season, to the playoffs. This team is deep, and almost everybody can get it done. And the conversation of how far they can go, they can only go as far as if every single player is playing at their A game. And if they were playing this type of series that they are now, they're not going to be able to beat a Celtic or a Bucks team. They need to step their game up. But let's not even think about that. Let's just be happy about the fact that they are one game away winning a first round.
That's right. Will they need to get better as they move forward? 100%. Can they? I think they can. I really do. I think that a lot of the reason that Randall has struggled in the series is, I have to imagine, Rick, that he's nowhere near 100%. So the more time that goes and that ankle can heal, the better version, I would think, of Julius Randall you're going to get.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, is this team, as you know, currently constituted right now with Julius Randle not at his best, good enough to beat Cleveland? Yeah, they are. And they have a 3-1 lead. But if you're starting, I mean, you want to talk about the Bucks or the Celtics or the Sixers, Julius Randle is going to have to be Julius Randle.
Go to that next level. Bucks have their own issues. I wouldn't be worrying about the Knicks if I was Milwaukee now.
No, no. They got their hands full with Miami right now.
Yeah, they do. Mike in Valley Stream. Hey, Mike, you're on 98.7.
Hello, how you doing? Good morning. Great to hear from you guys, and I know you didn't ask, but Rick is my favorite. He's so funny.
That's
Michael, love you.
So, Mike, you're more of like a Backstreet Boy kind of guy. Like, you don't want the grizzled, hardened hero. You want like the Backstreet Boy. That's fine. That's fine. You teach their
own. Never a Backstreet Boy. More like Eminem. But listen, I'm calling to say this, right?
Dave's the shape of an Eminem.
I think everybody's overreacting.
Rick
about,
is a thing. He goes right into the Coliseum or UBS, and he's like, "Give me all your money," and they do, and they keep doing it.
But listen, right? I want to say this about Randall. You know, I know everybody's calling, reacting, kind of giving him a bad shake. I just want to say this, right? This is the only thing I have to say about Randall. You know, just his body and his energy. He has to think long haul, right? We're in the playoffs. We're trying to win a championship. Like you just said, this might not be likely to win a championship, but trying to get to the next round. We haven't been out the first. We haven't exceeded the second round, like you said, in 20 years. At the end of the game, when the game's done, he darts straight to the locker room. He doesn't shake hands with any of the players. Doesn't shake hands with Toppin for having a good game, a good hustling game. He only had 2 rebounds. Toppin had 8, and had 5 of those were offensive. And he wasn't doing good on the defensive rotations, Randall. And then he doesn't speak to the media. I think he needs to be a better leader and just understanding, like, you can even have a bad series. We're going to need you for next series. But right now, it's like your energy just needs to be better towards people that are stepping up. He's going to be a leader of the team, because we're going to run across a game where Brunson's not going to be the Brunson every time.
You're right. You're going to need Randall at some point. You know what's interesting, though, Mike, and thanks for the call, is I don't know if you remember yesterday when Mark Jackson was talking about Julius Randle, and he was saying how like, look at him, he's on the bench, and he looks so engaged, and he's rooting for his guys, and then he doesn't speak in the post game. So I don't like that. I think he should have, but at least it looked like he was rooting for his guys when he was on the bench, and he wasn't playing well down the stretch of that game.
Right, I stand by this, though, man. I just think I get what you're saying, and I think it comes with the territory. Good or bad, you should, I mean, as a leader.
It's part of your job. Especially when you're considered like one of, if not the guy of the team.
I know, but I think that part of it is he realizes he did not play in the fourth quarter.
But your team won.
I know, and he's banged up, and it should be about the team winning. And he didn't want to sit in front of microphones and have to explain to everybody why he's not playing well, because he's hurt.
Okay, and I understand what you're saying, but
I don't know.
Isn't that part of your job?
But I don't. Yes, but I don't know if you really, like, you can say you understand until you've been through that, where you feel like crap, you played like crap, and the last thing you want to do is go get asked questions about it.
You're not wrong, but I think it's kind of part of your job description. When you go out there and you score 40, and the Garden is applauding you and chanting MVP, you know what? You're going to talk. I mean, do you think if he had a great game, he would have addressed the media yesterday?
Yeah, probably.
Of course he would have.
But I was one of the guys that would always have to talk to the media, regardless. And I would always try to do my best to do it. But there were plenty of times where, like, even after good games, where it's just I did not feel like doing it.
Yeah, I understand you don't feel like doing it. There's a lot of things you don't feel like doing.
Well, you didn't feel like taking a freaking picture with Debbie Duhame. I mean, it would have taken 30 seconds.
And I got lambasted for it.
Right, well, and you should have.
Oh, okay, fine.
But you didn't feel like in that moment you had something. You gave yourself a deadline to be out.
But he has time to do that. He didn't want to. It's not like I didn't want to. I wanted to. I didn't have time to do it.
No, you had plenty of time.
Stop picking on me.
I'm just saying, like, you should, I mean, should he have done it? Yeah, probably, but
he
should
have.
I guess.
The same way I should have taken the photo with Debbie Duhaime, he should have addressed the media in the post game. He didn't need to make it long. 5 minutes, that's it.
Hey, you're the Julius Randle of the show. That's fine.
And who are you with the show?
The Josh Hart.
You like the heartbeat of the show?
I'm the glue guy.
Who's Santiago on the show?
Oh, that's a good one. Santiago is, I think RJ's Jalen Brunson.
Jalen Brunson.
I think he's Brunson. And I think that Santi is who? Santi does everything, though.
He does everything.
Maybe Santi.
Maybe he's Josh Hart.
Maybe he's Josh Hart. Yeah, maybe Santi's Josh Hart.
Maybe you should be Mitchell Robinson.
Okay. I'm Tibbs.
You're Tibbs? Can Tibbs make a decision on that hair, by the way?
Now you say it, and you can say it, and it's fine. I said that before the season started, and you yelled at me.
Well, because they showed photos of him from like years and years ago when he was on the staff with Van Gundy, and it looked good.
He's got he's holding on.
Spaghetti pieces there.
Yeah, but he like I think he gels it up. I think he styles it.
How would you react if Tibbs just showed up one day and it was just completely shaved?
It would look great.
Oh, I don't have to. It doesn't have to be completely. Like maybe just buzz it.
Yeah, buzz it. Then do some. I mean, Am I wrong? I'm not giving the guy a hard time. I don't mean to be. It does not look great.
You just called his hair spaghetti straps.
He's got like spaghetti straps on that.
Yeah, that's the definition of giving somebody a hard time.
Oh, it looks great. Keep it. Grow it out.
It's not like the mullet that
is grown out.
That's as far as that thing will go.
That is grown out.
It's like seedlings have sprouted in these beautiful spaghetti straps. Let's go to RJ. You ready for it or you're not ready for it?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, RJ is ready. Let's go to...
Now. See ya.
Steamroll right over.
The sh** you missed.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Hold on. I steamroll you right over your face. That's what I do.
You really do, don't you?
Steamrolled by the music again.
Yeah. You think he would have waited until I called for it, but that's all right.
It sounded like a call for him, trying to make it clean. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
It's fine.
So,
like Josh Hart making the jump pass.
Yeah, he leaves his feet a lot. That's my only critique of Josh Hart's game. Leave that man alone. So, I will.
Because you're an excellent NBA passer?
No, I'm not a passer at all.
What, because he doesn't play in the NBA, he can't criticize anybody?
No. Because RJ could pass through those people without jumping.
I can't pass through anybody.
I don't see Josh Hart try to produce a radio show like this.
Had no chance.
Listen, today's not the day to go after Josh Hart.
It's an open invite
for anybody, really.
He can come up here anytime he wants.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. With today being the day it is, maybe somebody will. You never know how things will go today. Knicks over the Cavs yesterday, as you mentioned. They now lead that series 3-1 in best of 7. Game 5 on Wednesday from Cleveland.
Gotta have 2 days off.
I'm still very upset about this Lynn Goodman news.
Not good. Oh, the Dancing with the Stars judge that passed away,
very
right?
Very upset about it. Cassie's destroyed.
Rest
destroyed.
In peace.
She loves him.
Season over for the Nets. They were swept by the Sixers in a series of games that were never really all that
they
close.
They stink.
Wasn't great. Boston. Brooklyn swept for the second straight postseason. So they haven't won a playoff game in a couple of years. They've lost 10 in a row. Joel Embiid, who did not play in Game 4, is questionable for Game 1, according to Doc Rivers. Golden State, 1-point win over the Kings to even that series of 2. Didn't need to be a 1-point game. Steph Curry, pretty strange moment on calling timeout when they had none.
I knew we challenged, but I didn't realize when we lost the challenge that we didn't have any timeouts left. I know Coach mentioned he took the blame for it. I ain't gonna lie, I thought it was the smartest play in the world. When I got the ball, turned around, saw a trap, realized there was no real outlets instead of turning it over. It's kind of the heady play, but it turned out not to be. I looked over at the bench and everybody was shaking their head. Unfortunate situation in that respect, but good learning lesson. Thankfully, we came away with the win, but good learning lesson on how important all those details are.
Warriors Kings all even at 2.
He should thank God that Harrison Barnes missed that shot.
Yeah.
Like, that's funny now because it happened and you end up with the win. If they would have lost that game, that would have been catastrophic.
That's when you don't forget.
No, ever.
Back on the road for Golden State, where they have not done well.
Kings are good. Kings are a good team.
They've earned their stripes in the series. They really have.
Well, on top of the fact that Golden State stinks on the road.
Yeah, this is This is interesting now, because now you got two of the next three on the road for the Warriors.
Where would your money be on this one now?
Ooh, good question.
I think
I would still put it on Golden State.
I'd go the Kings.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Want to make a breakfast wager?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it. Celtics use a maskless Jaylen Brown. Took the mask off for the first time in a couple months. Scores 29. Beat the Hawks. Celtics lead that series 3-1. T-Wolves avoid a sweep. They beat the Nuggets in overtime. Still trail 3-1, so not looking great. Dylan Brooks was thrown out of game 3. And the Lakers won that game.
He's an unlikable buffoon, isn't he?
Yeah, Lakers win that game. He makes some contact to the man region of LeBron James, but Brooks thinks he was tossed out because of reputation.
The media making me a villain. The fans making me a villain. And then that just creates a whole different persona on me. So now you think I intended to hit LeBron James in the nuts. I'm playing basketball, a basketball player. So if I intended, and that's whatever is in the Fragment 2 category of having a Fragment 2, and you think I did that, that means you think I'm that type of person. And that's why I don't rate Mark Taylor at all.
I think everybody thinks he's that kind of player.
Well, hasn't he created that?
Yeah.
Hasn't he created that persona for himself?
He's gaslighting because this is the same guy who said,
I poke bears,
and all of a sudden it's a problem because you're being called out for it.
Rangers lose in a game that Dave Rothenberg was at, harassing Devils fans.
Jinx.
How about this? How about this?
Yeah.
So the salesperson, I won't even name names.
No, you should name names.
I'm not naming names.
It was Joe.
I'm not telling you who it was. In fact, I don't even think you know who this person is. Okay? But I'm in the suite, and there's always someone from ESPN that has to host the suite. So the salesperson was hosting the suite. I turn around during the intermission from the third period heading into overtime to talk to him. I said to the suite attendant, the lovely Dawn, where'd he go? Oh, he left. He had to catch a train.
Oh.
I said he left before overtime? Yeah.
Had to catch a train.
He needs to be banned from the suite.
How awful is that?
Yeah, not great. Aforementioned overtime from Dave, Dougie Hamilton scores, but Rangers do lead that series 2-1. That would be game 4 coming up tonight. Begins right after the K-Show on this fine radio station. Islanders, so in game 3, they score 4 goals in a span of 2 minutes 18 seconds. That broke a 79-year-old record for fastest 4 goals scored by one team in playoff history. Then, sadly, there was game 4. Islanders fall to the Canes yesterday. Seth Jarvis scores twice. Carolina snapped that 8-game road losing streak that Rangers fans were all too familiar with last postseason. Islanders now face elimination in Game 5. That comes at you tomorrow.
Hard to envision that seeing a Game 6.
The Islanders are in trouble, yeah.
Big trouble.
They are. Bruins over the Panthers lead that series 3-1. Linus Ullmark then tried to fight Matthew Tkachuk. He also made 41 saves, so very eventful outing for Linus.
They wanted him on the bench in Boston. They wanted Swayman in.
Jeremy Swayman.
They stink.
Yeah, they go and they hug each other. It's all very wholesome. I hope they lose.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't like them either. Dallas beats Minnesota. I think a lot of people around here don't care for them for various reasons. Dallas beats Minnesota. That series tied 2-2. Another series tied 2-2. Oilers and Kings. Overtime win for the Oilers. They love overtime.
That's a good series.
It really is.
The Kings fell apart, though.
That's a tough matchup for a lot of people. Have Edmonton going to the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
That's a tough LA series is a tough series for them.
But Kings at home had a 3-0 lead in that game last night.
Yes, and you also have, the firepower that is McDavid and
Draisaitl's
really awesome.
He's been really good. Quick injury news, Bucks Heat. Oladipo suffers a left patellar tendon tear. Maybe looked like the lane was a little wet. He slipped.
That's the Diaz injury.
Yeah, really not great. Giannis,
that's what happened to Victor Cruz also.
So he's out. Oladipo is. Giannis' status up in the air for game 4 tonight in Miami. Reminder, Giannis has only played 11 minutes in this series, and the Milwaukee Bucks trail the Heat. They're in Miami. They trail 2-1. Keep an eye on it. Victor Wembanyama officially declares for the NBA draft. No surprise there. Mets finish their West Coast trip 7-3. Lose a couple to round it up, but still Francisco Alvarez homers yesterday. Justin Verlander looks like he'll make a rehab start on Friday. Yankees lose their first series of the season. Kevin Gausman locked him down yesterday. Offense become a problem for the Yankees. Scored 3 runs or fewer in 8 of their 10 games in this homestand. Josh Donaldson out a couple more weeks. Grade 1 hamstring strain. That was not what he was rehabbing. Different injury. And did you see how Drew Smyly lost his perfect game?
Oh, yeah, they tackled each other like 2 feet from the plate.
Yep, got tackled on a comebacker to the, not quite to the mound, I guess, towards shortstop.
It's a dribbler. I think we could say a soft dribbler.
Yeah, he and the catcher didn't properly communicate. Catcher tries to jump out of the way. It literally lands on his back. And
well, those comebackers can be sticky situations sometimes, the communication.
Javonte Davis KO'd Ryan Garcia over the weekend, 7th round in a grudge match. And real quick to end, the NCAA, a different rule coming to college football. The clock will now run after first downs. I think they want to speed those games up.
So you won't have 5-hour SEC games on Saturday afternoon, huh?
I guess not.
You see the amount of people at the spring, at Colorado spring game?
Yeah.
Compared to what it was last year?
They have the mindset that they're going to immediately be a relevant football team.
Well, they are relevant now.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how good they are. But they are, they matter, but we'll see if they're actually good on the field.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
We will get heavy into the NFL draft on Wednesday and Thursday of this week, but today, rightfully so, is a Knicks day. And we will spend a couple minutes on the Mets and the Yankees now, and then we'll get to your calls on all things Mets and Yankees and Knicks as well before we say goodbye. All right, so Yankees, you know, Yankees record-wise, not bad. Certainly have some holes in this lineup. What would concern me a little bit, and I know it's still early, is you're 6 games behind Tampa now.
Well, Tampa keeps just winning.
That's all they do is win. They're undefeated at home still.
Right. Oh, I know. Trust me, I get phone calls every day about it. Cassie's dad just, I mean, he watches every single game. I get updates every single day.
I'm sure.
Yeah, they're a good team. I don't know. I mean, they find ways. I mean, Shane McClanahan is freaking awesome. I mean, 19-3. I mean, 13-0 at home. They're a good team. Even Baltimore right now, the start Baltimore's off to.
Yankees are in fourth place right now.
Yankees are in fourth place. That's right. Well, they're tied. I mean, yeah.
Tied with Toronto. But Toronto, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. And I know the Yankees are not where they're going to be, but Toronto clearly looked like the better team this weekend.
Vlad Guerrero did a number on them. Yeah, listen, Toronto's a good team. I think the Yankees are going to be fine. I mean, Gerrit Cole, I mean, he's been awesome. I really like Volpe. I think they'll be fine. I mean, you mentioned it. They got some, I mean, there are a couple holes that probably need to be addressed, but. It's still early. I don't think. I mean, Tampa's not going to keep this pace up.
Well, you can't. What would the number be, even if it's April, where you boy, like, boy, you're 9, 10, 11? Like, what is there a number that you say, I understand it's May 3rd, but that's a big number? Like, if any point in the season you're down, you're out 10 games, you have to be worried, no?
Yeah, I would be a little bit. I would start to get a little bit concerned. But, I mean, again, they just Tampa's a good team that's off to an unbelievable start.
Yeah, you rarely, if ever, see anything like this. Like, this is records now, right? What are they, 13-0 at home?
13-0 at home. I mean, their run differential right now is plus 88 already.
It's insane. It's like they're the opposite of the Oakland A's.
Oakland's it's a travesty, man.
It's disgusting.
I mean, it's an embarrassment. Get them out of there ASAP.
Well, it's not going to be long. So Yankees lose 2 out of 3. I'll tell you what, though. The one thing that you got to be excited about, Gerrit Cole is just, oh, boy, is he sensational.
It's a stud, dude. It's almost, he's 20-2/3 scoreless streak.
Right now, he's in the midst of a 20-2/3 scoreless streak?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome. I remember when it was like people calling, complaining about him, about what he doesn't do well. Now he's I mean, I think it's fair to say he's the best pitcher in baseball at the moment.
I think it's probably McClanahan's right there, too.
Yeah, okay. And DeGrom pitched well again yesterday. He was back at it, but still, I mean.
That whole thing pisses me off. Like, I can't even tell you.
No. So every time I want to mention DeGrom, now I'm going to have to, like, deal with you and your sensitive
issues. It just aggravates me because, that's how it would turn out. Is that the whole reason why we're like, oh, yeah, they're running the lineup back. That could be a problem, but don't worry about it. We got, you know, we let go of DeGrom, but remember, he didn't give us anything during the regular season anyway, so having Verlander making his starts.
Yeah, you know, so no Verlander. Scherzer's now in the midst of that suspension. He's going to come back on May 1st. So, you know what I found interesting is that they decided to accept the suspension with the Braves coming up.
Well, I don't think the way he made it sound. Now, I go back and forth with this whole thing. Is he checked in on who would, if he appealed it, who would hear the appeal. And he found out it would be the league, not an arbitrator. So he said, screw it.
Right. But I thought maybe the Mets would kind of drag it on to the point that he could pitch it. Because you have a 4-game set against the Braves this weekend.
Yeah, I understand that.
So, I don't know. I thought that was
curious. I think it's crazy, though. I just think, it's to go from getting kicked out of the game. So now all of a sudden, and he swears it's sweat and rosin, and then I've seen 15 different videos. David Cone did one with how sticky a ball can get with sweat and rosin, and on top of that, taking the alcohol pad to clean your hands and then adding the rosin to it. Like, to go from that to a 10-game, that seems crazy.
I couldn't agree with you more. But this, you know, baseball sometimes is its own worst enemy, and that's where we are. Speaking of Mets pitching, how good was Joey Lucchese on Friday night?
Awesome. Awesome.
That's exciting because you got to figure he's going to be added to the rotation now.
Well, did you hear that too? He doesn't like when his family usually comes to watch him pitch. And for some reason, he thought they should come and they got a chance to watch it.
He was, well, that's the first game he pitched in the majors in what, like 600 and something days?
It's been a while.
Yeah. So good for him. And then Peterson was not good. And then McGill was passable, not great. And the Mets.
Do you realize this? I saw this morning. So Alvarez hit his home run yesterday. Right.
Off of that guy.
Okay, that's the first extra base hit by a Mets catcher all season.
That's amazing. Oh, my God. I didn't realize that's amazing. What are the Mets, like 14-8? 14-9?
Yeah, 7-3 road trip.
So they're well into the 20 games, and they haven't had an extra base hit from a catcher yet?
No.
That's really pathetic. Good road trip.
Yeah, good road trip. You'll take it.
Yeah, sad ending to it, but good road. 7-3 is 7-3.
Right, and I'll tell you what. I give him tons of credit. Like, the kind of player that Brandon Nimmo's turned himself into.
He's like a weapon, isn't he?
Good for him, man.
Yeah, he's a real weapon. He's a real weapon.
And Pete Alonso's off to an unlike, just power-wise.
Was he 10 home runs already?
He's off to a great start.
So Yankees in action tonight in Minnesota. Brito, last time Brito went up against Minnesota, he didn't get out of the first inning.
Got smashed.
Yeah. That was at Yankee Stadium. So he's on the mound tonight for the Yankees. Did I see Sonny Gray is on the mound for the Twins tonight?
Pitching for the Twins tonight is... I don't know.
Yeah, RJ says yes, Sonny Gray.
Yep, that's correct.
And Mets off today. Mets back at it tomorrow, and they have the wonderful TBD pitcher for the Mets tomorrow night.
Yeah, they haven't decided yet.
No, they don't know. So three games against, is it three? Maybe it's only two games against Washington then, right? Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday through Sundays against Atlanta?
I can tell you right now.
Four games set against Atlanta.
No, Washington's the three games.
Washington's three, so it's only three against Atlanta?
Hold on, they don't play today. They play Tuesday. So
right.
Yeah, that's Wednesday. Yeah, no, I'm looking at the wrong date. No, three. They play Thursday against Washington.
Okay, so it's only three against Atlanta. All right, so that's better. I'm glad to not go four games against Atlanta when I don't have Verlander or Max Scherzer.
Yeah, Atlanta's so good. I mean, your division. I mean, but Atlanta is. They're a really good baseball.
Really good baseball.
Do you see the starter Cunha's off to?
Yeah. You see what Houston did to Atlanta this weekend, though?
Yeah, I know, but still
had their way with them. That was good news.
Yeah, that's fine. But Houston's also, one of the better teams in baseball, too.
I think they could be the best team in baseball. So, Mets not in action tonight. Back at it tomorrow. Three games against the Nats. And then the Braves come to town. Yankees on the road against Minnesota. And then they go take on the Rangers, right? Down in Texas?
Why do you keep asking me scheduling questions?
Because you usually know the schedules.
Yeah, but why don't you just Google it?
Because I like to have conversation with you.
I know you do. That's what it is.
It's about the back and forth. Yes, it's Texas. I figured you would just give me a yes. I didn't realize that would throw you. I'm sorry.
Throw me. Oh, you're going to get a Jacob DeGrom start.
Against the Yankees.
Yeah, you're going to get Clark Schmidt against Jacob DeGrom.
Schmidt was better yesterday, though.
Schmitty.
Schmidt was better yesterday.
Yeah, he was better. Yeah, of course. Yeah, he was better.
Yeah, he was much better. But, yeah, boy, I mean, when you're not scoring runs and you have your shortstop make an error like that, that's tough.
It is tough.
That's tough. That's a play he's got to make.
But that's anything, though. Like, I mean, we were talking about the Islanders like that. You can't, I mean, if you're having a hard time scoring.
You're 100% right.
You can't make mistakes.
You really can't.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Rangers game 4 tonight at the Garden. Game will be right here on 98.7 ESPN. You said you feel good about this game tonight for the Rangers.
Yeah, I feel good about it.
I'm nervous about it.
I'd be nervous. I mean, I'm not. I can't sit here and guarantee that they're going to win.
Of course you can't guarantee.
They will win.
Go out, play your game, win this game, go up 3-1, and then the pressure's off you for game 5.
Right. I have a sense of urgency.
That's right.
You took 2 in Jersey, and now you got to take care of your business at home. You can't. There's no excuse to drop 2 at home. None.
No. I didn't think the Rangers played badly the other night. I just thought that.
No, but I don't think the Devils I don't think they had the same sense of urgency that they needed.
I agree with that.
And I expect to see that tonight.
You better see it tonight.
No, I think you will. But this team knows what this team. I said this before the series started. This team, when they look around, they realize the opportunity that they have right now. This is a real. They have a real chance.
Golden opportunity. Yes. By the way, and I'm not going to ask you and put you in an uncomfortable spot. The Mets Braves series is 4 games. It's a wraparound series, which has a day game on Monday.
Ooh, day game on Monday.
A 1:10 afternoon Ooh. Affair. At Citi Field.
So what are you suggesting?
Suggesting nothing. Okay. I'm just letting you know that it's a 4-game series. I can't do a Monday. Then I get all out of whack for the week. Thursday is when it works for me.
Well, you got a Sunday 1:40, too. A little afternoon action.
A little afternoon delight? But what's the Knicks-Rangers Sunday?
Sunday. Santiago, what's Knicks?
You have to know that, Raymond.
No, this stuff is very much fly by the seat of. Knicks are a 1 o'clock tip on Sunday.
And that would be game 7, though.
That would be game 7.
That better not be played.
That would be a game 7.
That better not be played. Hopefully the Knicks will get some time and that other series goes at least 6, if not 7.
Rangers, anything Rangers-Devils is undecided with the time.
I thought the Rangers would be Monday if they go to a game 7.
It would be Monday, but they don't have any times.
That's fine. All right, let's get to some of the... It won't be 1 in the afternoon, I'll tell you that. Let's get to some of the calls. Aaron in the car. Good morning, Aaron. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. Big shout-out to the company, of course. I know you have a lot of calls, so I'll try and be quick.
No, we're in no rush. Aaron, you're going to be there June 1st for the big tailgate, right?
Oh, I am ecstatic. I already told my boss I'm taking the day. I haven't quite figured out how I'm going to get up there yet. I live in Edison, but I will be there.
Good. Absolutely. I look forward to seeing 100%. You. Terrific.
I look forward to seeing you guys, too. Absolutely. But on the Knicks, I just want to give Tibbs a lot of credit. He's been getting a lot of heat for kind of being stuck in his ways, and I think it was, very showed a lot of flexibility benching Julius in the fourth quarter of that game and getting Obi in when, Julius wasn't getting the job done. I don't know what's going on with the hair, using leave-in conditioner for about 10 strands, but whatever. And I want to leave you guys one last thing. Those of you who are going to the game tonight, come out in full force. Let's support our guys. Let's help the Blue Shirts win game 4. Let's go, Rangers,
That's
baby.
Right. That's right, Rick. Let's go, Rangers.
I disgust me.
Why?
Because you don't have to just write in my face like that.
Well, I'm rooting for the Rangers. You're rooting for the Islanders. Yeah, I don't stand in your way for doing that.
Yeah, but I don't do what you just did right there.
What?
Thank you for the call. I wish the Rangers had drafted me.
Come on, Rick. That's right. Let's go, Rangers. You know I'm hurting right now.
I love the Rangers. I'm sorry that your team can't score a goal to save their lives. It's not my fault.
You got your Rangers jersey on.
That was beautifully said. Let's go to Hot Take Johnny in the car. Hi, Hot Take. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
We're doing. We're getting by.
Yes, we are. First of all, can't wait for June 1st. I'll be there nice and early. It's a little bit of a drive, but getting up early to go to this is definitely worth it. So I'll be there all day, going to the Mets game and all. So can't
awesome.
Wait.
Awesome. We
excited.
Look forward to it, Hot Take Johnny. Good. Yeah. Great.
So I was going to mention, Dave, what you talked about earlier with the depth with the Knicks. But I also got to quickly mention, I can't believe people are calling and complaining about Randall. I get it. But the Knicks are up 3-1 in the first round and controlled that game yesterday, pretty much beginning to end, except for a little bit of the fourth quarter there in the beginning. And I can't believe people are complaining. But so that's one point. The other thing real quick, the depth in the team, Randle didn't play well. We didn't have our starting shooting guard. And really, they controlled that game beginning to end. I mean, they have depth throughout the roster. Front, you know, Toppin, Hartenstein, Mitchell all played well. I'm really impressed, as you guys talked about earlier, with how Rose put this roster together. I think second round, if, you know, at this point they should make it there. If they play Milwaukee, I don't really think that's probably going to happen. We'll see with Giannis. But whoever it is, they're going to give them a series. And that's really nice to know the Knicks have that. And pretty much everyone from this team is mostly coming back next year. So really like where they're at. If they can get this series wrapped up in the next game, get some rest, maybe that'll help Randle. And it's just, this is exciting. This reminds me of the 90s. This is awesome.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry to cut you off. This is awesome. That's what it is. He's right. It's a hard-nosed team. They're playing well. They have, you know, leaders on this team. They have bench guys. They have role guys. They're coached well. The garden is electric. There's something really special going on right now.
Yeah, there is. And you know what I actually like too, and we didn't mention it yet. We talked, I mean, about how great he was and how great he's been, but the fact that Josh Hart told Tibbs, I'll play all 48 if you need it.
Isn't that great?
It's awesome.
And you know what he would?
Of course he would.
He would. Well, you can't ask a guy to play 48 minutes, but he would. Just stay out of my lane with the singing. I don't like that.
That's kind of your thing. I get it.
You know,
when we have him on, we'll tell him.
So what do you think the record, RJ, is for leaving someone on hold during the course of a show? I don't even think RJ's paying attention.
Right, I'm pretty now. Sure we've done easily past 2 hours before.
So there's a man on hold for 214 minutes.
Wow.
No, it's 216 minutes.
Not where I'm looking.
My screen says 200 and almost now 217 minutes.
I have 200.
Remember, you opened up your call screen, Dave, after Rick did. So Rick is probably more.
Oh, because
Rick's punctual. Rick's on time.
That's not done to do on time.
Yep.
No, because I was having call screener issues, and you have not. Regardless of that, I think we got to remedy this. Jose in Brooklyn, 217 minutes. It better be something great, Jose. Good morning.
Well, I just wanted to tell you, you know, I do think that, Dave, you are the star of the show based off of your manic, you know, craziness, because nobody believes that you were in a suite and being nice to those Devil fans.
I was. I didn't say a word.
Those Devil fans probably had to drive in 2 hours into the city and had to pay an enormous price to get into the garden, and you're probably throwing your sweet food at them. So that's, you know, that's why none of us believe you.
All right. Well, you can believe it or not, but I was very well behaved. What do you got on the Knicks, Jose?
So what I got on the Knicks is that I think that they've been playing fantastic. I'm not going to focus on Randle because, you know, we all know that eventually he will break out of it, hopefully within the next couple games. But the one thing that I do have to ask is, have you guys signed the Raymond Santiago RJ apology form? Because I think you guys are in due for that.
What are you talking about? What do we have to apologize for?
You know, for you know, continuing this narrative, you know, because I do agree with the other callers that you do set up narratives.
What narrative did we set up?
The idea that he needed to somehow blossom into a star, where he just needed to, you know, find his role within this team.
Well, you talk about RJ Barrett?
Yes.
RJ Barrett has been bad, Jose.
He's been inconsistent. He hasn't been bad.
Jose, RJ Barrett has been bad for a good portion of the season. So don't blame him. It's not our narrative. That's the brand of basketball he's played. And we never said he was a bad player, and we said this postseason would be huge for him. And over the last couple games, he's been sensational.
Yeah, but how many people take a guy with a third overall pick and don't expect him to blossom into a star? I mean, is that an unfair
What a ridiculous thing to say, though. We never destroyed R.J. Barrett. No. I think we're very realistic and very fair with our takes on him.
Right. When he's good, we talk about it. When he's bad, we talk about it. I mean, the first two games, he wasn't good. Last two games, he's been great.
Through 4 years, and now we're into the postseason in year four, but through 4 years, did you expect more from R.J. Barrett?
I thought he would take a bigger step this
season. Okay. So that's all we're saying is he didn't live up to what you thought this year. It was an underwhelming season. Not that he's bad. Not that he's not a good player. Not that he can't get better. Not that you should give up on him. But I think it's fair to say up till this point, R.J. Barrett has been underwhelming. In the last two games, he's been great. And we came on today, we gave him tremendous praise for it. I don't know what you people want all the time. We're going to give you honest assessment. If you don't like it, well, it's still going to be our honest opinion. All right, Raymond, give us an honest 3 stars today.
Today's 3 stars.
Honorable mention there to Jose, 216 minutes on hold and still being there. That's
pretty impressive.
He was ready to go, too. That's got to be something.
Yeah. Number three.
Big weekend for the New York Knicks. And, you know, listen, one thing I'll say on the RJ Barrett thing, he's 22 years old. He's the third option behind two ball-dominant players. Are we a little bit disappointed? Do we expect more? Yes, but there's still a lot of room for improvement. He's still the youngest guy in the Knicks rotation. Just remember that.
Number two.
Eventful weekend for the two of you. Dave, go into the Rangers game. Running out of socks. Keep us posted on Sockgate.
Yeah, I might be sockless tomorrow morning.
Rick in Lake Placid celebrating Milo, burning his mouth with a pizza. You'll continue to heal. You've got all sorts of things affecting you, but I'm proud of you battling. We're not going to send. We are not going to share the photos that people are clamoring for on the social medias there.
Number one.
Adam in Medford. I don't know quite where you're from. That may or may not be RJ's fault, but he's got some jerseys, custom jerseys waiting for you. Black one, I think, is the best one, but I just want to point out, all of a sudden, custom jerseys are cool for you, too? Okay, I see how it is. Great.
What did we do wrong?
Oh, because it's not because the Santiago 6 is what he's
doing.
See,
you pay attention.
Oh.
You pay attention. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, but we didn't buy this on our own. This is going to be given to us. The creep that you are. All right. Oh. It's Rule 76.
No excuses, play like a champion. It's DPH Rothenberg. And
let's go, Rangers.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Don't worry about it.
Thanks for listening to the DPH and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.